When we see in the fall the leaves begin to turn color, we understand that the trees are pulling back the sap within them, the liquid in the branches. It's pulling back from the extremities. This is done in order to protect the tree, that it might be able to survive the winter. It also protects the vessels that are present in the other branches and things, because we all know that when water freezes, it expands. An early frost, an early freeze can destroy trees, kill them. And so they retract this life-giving back into the core, back into the self, and we see the consequence. The leaves, while we may think they're beautiful, they are dead. They are dying. They're drying out. There's nothing there to sustain them. And so they fall. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me. Stay connected in me. Allow my life to flow in you. Because it's not just the connection. The connection allows life to pass between the vine and the branch. And what is that life? It's the Spirit that gives life. The Spirit who is the Lord and giver of life. We profess every Sunday when we proclaim the Creed. In that bond, in that abiding, in that union and reconciliation with Jesus, that life might flow between the vine and the branch. And that in this presence of life, there might be life springing forth for the branch. Beware, your Heavenly Father, He manages a good vineyard. He'll be cutting away stuff off of you that isn't bearing good fruit. And you'll be like, wait a minute. I was really pouring myself into that branch. Look at all of the leaves. Look at all of the leaves there. He doesn't want leaves. He wants fruit. Do not confuse an abundance of leaves for fruit. We see in the first reading this attempt for the Gentiles who are coming to faith to be circumcised. It's kind of awkward to speak about that with the school children this morning. The reality that this group of Gentiles, through the proclamation of the gospel message of Jesus Christ, through its being received and coming to faith in Him, received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon them. And they, like the early apostles who were devout and faithful Jews, experienced the manifold bursting forth of a fruitfulness of the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Now, there are some in the community who say, now you have to observe all of the laws. Now you have to be circumcised. Now you have to do this in order to be saved. Do you see the problem with that? They received the source of life, of salvation, already within them and coming to faith in the good news. Hearing Jesus' word, that when Jesus speaks, it prunes. His own words prune and produce fruit. So they have come to faith. They are bearing fruit. They are operating in the Spirit. And now they say, now you must circumcise the flesh. If you come to Mass tomorrow, you'll find out the answer. But I can tell you now, spoiler alert, the church is not going to make them get circumcised. Because it wasn't through circumcision that they came to new life. Jesus has fulfilled that law in order to pour out the life-giving Spirit upon His bride, the church, circumcised, uncircumcised, those of Hebrew descent and those of the different nations of the world, all coming to faith all coming to new life in him. I was going to warn the eighth graders. I thought they were going to be at Mass this morning. It turns out they had a field trip today. Thought it was going to be their last Mass. And I was going to tell them, don't allow themselves to be cut off from Jesus. It's not enough to say that you graduated from Holy Name of Jesus School. It's not enough. I can tell you what tree a dead branch came from by looking at the wood. It's not enough that it came from the tree if it still doesn't remain connected to the source of life. My brothers and sisters, it's not enough to observe your Catholic faith, to observe it, to do it, to check the boxes. It's not enough. It was never enough, and it's never the intention of your Catholic faith to check the boxes. Catholic faith is an invitation for us to live a new life in Jesus Christ and to have his life flowing within us, to become a new creation, to bear new fruit in him. Stay grafted, abide, remain in his love. This is why he came. That we would have life through him and have it in abundance. Amen.